In New Jersey, if you live in areas including Salem County and Camden, it can be tough to find a psychiatrist. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Ann Hoffman reports on what lawmakers are doing to try to lure more psychiatrists to underserved areas.
Nationwide, there's a shortage of psychiatrists, but distribution is a huge problem as well. In New Jersey, there aren't enough psychiatrists in both rural and urban areas, says State Senator and former Governor Dick Cody.
You can get a psychiatrist in the suburbs, but in urban and rural New Jersey, there are none, essentially.
That's why he and State Senator Joseph Vitale are sponsoring a bill that would reimburse up to a year of medical school for any psychiatrist who works in an underserved part of the state after their residency. Phil Lubitz, the associate director of NAMI New Jersey, says that could make a big difference.
It's almost a daily request that I receive over the telephone. In fact, I was just talking to someone no more than 15 minutes ago who was having a problem trying to access a psychiatrist.
Lubitz says the shortage is most severely felt in the northwest corner and southern part of the state. He says the longer someone has to wait to access psychiatric care, the more acute their symptoms become. Senator Cody says the model is designed to be flexible. New psychiatrists can set up in their own offices or at a public health center, wherever, provided it's in an area with the need of more mental health care. Cody says he's hopeful that the tuition reimbursement program will pass this month. Ann Hoffman, WHYY News.